At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's time for Overrated.
Come on,
Underrated,
sing along at home.
Or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show.
Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on and join the fun.
Boom. First of all, I'm going to go before Susie briefly. The brownies. The brownies that Dave brought in, treats for us, underrated. Very, very good.
I'm glad you liked them. I had no part in making
them. Still a moistness to them, and you need moist with brownies. Correct, Susie?
Yes, 100%.
They cannot be dry. You have not had yours yet.
No, I am waiting patiently to decide if I'm going to. You know what I tell? Did I tell you I was on Weight Watchers?
You don't need to be on Weight Watchers.
Stop it.
You don't. You look great.
I'm on Weight Watchers, and you get 23 points. So you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
But if I put that in my phone and said I'm going to have one.
Oh, okay.
You know, punched it in.
Yeah,
numbers.
What are the two very small pieces?
No, I would even like say, how could I say that? Like how would I measure that? You know, one
sliver.
Table, a sliver of chocolate brownie.
Yeah.
And see how many points it is.
Yeah.
I'll do that, then
80.
I'll decide. Takes up my
You're
whole
done
week.
For the week.
You're my
done.
Whole week.
You can eat again
on
4th of July. That's what you get.
Crushing celery until Saturday.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I will probably try it because it just looks scrumptious.
Yes.
But I did have underrated piece of chocolate cake yesterday at a baby shower, which was tremendous. I mean, there really is not anything like a really delicious chocolatey treat, whether it's a brownie or a really nice homemade chocolate cake.
Again,
frosting.
Cake needs delectable frosting, and it can't fall into the lazy habit because most people who make chocolate cake, it's dry.
Yeah.
And
well, this
just
was a double. This wasn't even a pancake. She did a beautiful job. Might have been triple. I'm not sure. I'd have to.
Maybe. How was the baby? Was the baby quiet?
The baby was not here yet. The baby was in
preview.
Utero. Right?
Preview.
It was a preview.
Yeah. Most are. That's on me. Yeah.
That's okay. But my first one today, my first overrated, underrated, properly rated,
was
is going to be, no, it's going to be somewhere between underrated and perfectly rated.
Oh.
Ready?
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah,
it's
let's
a
go.
Big one.
Me?
No.
Okay.
Jeez. My grandson Isaiah, who will be 1 year old on Wednesday.
Wow.
Took his first steps.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Go get him, Isaiah.
Holy cow.
Let's go, Isaiah.
I mean, buddy.
Oh, that's early.
And they do that, you know, the monster walk.
Yeah.
And then they fall, and then they got to figure out how to get up. And I babysat him on Saturday night. Long day. I had 3 to 10:30 at night. And all he did was walk. Every room.
Wow. These weren't his first steps in front of you. And
No.
Oh, that'd
she
be tough.
Sent, yeah, that would have been bad. She sent him, his mom, Shannon, sent him to me, and then, yay.
Yep.
But then when I got there to babysit, he was just a champ. He was everywhere.
Great.
And fed him a whole bunch of good food. And my son is
a lot
dad,
of Weight Watcher stuff?
No.
Isaiah, that's a point.
That's the carrot. Anyway, Ben was nervous that he wouldn't go to sleep Ben went out with some high school friends, and he was worried he was going to have to come back if Isaiah wouldn't go to sleep for me. This kid was a champ.
Oh, yeah. Plus,
he was down for the
you
count.
You know what you're doing.
I do, and he was so sweet. God, you forget how delicious it is to hold a little squishy little baby.
And then when they're melting down, here.
Yeah. I got to go.
14 months for Hunter. Barely 9 months for Griffin.
Isn't that something?
Pretty much every day I'd come home, either from the fan or trip, and where are the scars now? I mean, the kid was just trying to keep up with his brother and was just getting injured constantly. You know?
And they bump. They're knocking into this. They're not.
Yes.
They don't really understand going under a table is harmful.
No.
Bam.
No.
You know. It's like,
no.
You little nut job. Can't you see you're under a table? But it was a terrific time.
I'm sure most doctors would recommend calling your grandchild. Hey, nut job.
Oh, anyway.
What's next?
On my list?
Yeah.
I was just going to say overrated, I'm going to say it, is the damn map on my phone. I feel like there might be somebody who's playing a trick.
So your directions.
I'm going to get my hair done yesterday. No one said anything, but that's fine. I got a highlight, so it's blonder.
Yeah.
But it said I was going to Eden Prairie, I don't hate people, but hate Eden Prairie.
You got a little balayage here?
Balayage, yeah. We're the different.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the balayage.
Oh, you are so hip.
I am.
Point is.
I've had people in my life who balayage.
Balayage. Yeah. So the bottom line is I'm driving to Eden Prairie. And the phone's telling me
Eden Prairie roads are a joke. Okay,
terrible.
That's Eden Prairie's fault.
It must be, but anyway,
they're terrible.
It sent me way, and I'm like, this is not right.
Sent you to Rochester,
kind of.
Yeah,
and I was like, someone is joking with me. Someone is in there going, let's make her go here and then here, and then she can go get her hair done.
Well, let's pause on this because I agree. Towns where the roads make no sense. Jesse obviously talked about it.
the drunkards.
I contend Eden Prairie is the winner because they make no sense. Mm-hmm. Clearly, when you're getting off the highway, where to go, which towns.
And the roundabouts by Viking Drive and Washington and 70. Yeah.
I got a feeling you don't like roundabouts. Just a hunch.
I don't.
Yeah, I just, knowing you, I was fairly confident. Tell me a town or two where the roads make no sense. And what else do you have? For overrated, underrated, properly rated, we're WCCO Radio. You can text the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. Among the texts coming in, singing on key, underrated. Cake with the exception, Dairy Queen, overrated. Ugh, I like Dairy Queen a lot, not their cakes. Eden Prairie, they were designed by the roads there, a two-year-old with an Etch-a-Sketch. yes, Jesse was right. Snapping the theme song for this segment, properly rated. All good. All right, more from Dave, but what else do you have, audience? 651-461-9226 for overrated, underrated, properly rated.
First of all, the Dairy Queen cake is properly rated.
No, it's overrated.
No, you get the fudge layer and then the chocolate crunchies. No.
But everybody only eats the one bit.
That's fine.
Yep. True.
As long as you get to it.
Parfait, blizzards. Play to your strengths, DQ. Come on.
Hey, they've been rolling in the cake business for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, they're wrong.
Know what they're
all
doing.
Right, stop
they're
fighting. Go on.
Underrated.
Pie better.
The big weekend lunch.
Going big weekend
big
lunch.
On the weekend. And, you know, during the week, if you're working, tough to do the big lunch. Mm-hmm. Take some time. You might need a nap around 2 o'clock. But on the weekend, the big lunch. Underrated.
Yeah. What'd you have?
What did you have?
Well, it was my mother-in-law's birthday yesterday, so we grilled up a bunch of steaks.
This is the mother-in-law you don't care for, right?
Yes. Out of the many mother-in-laws I have, this is the one I like least.
You have like 7 or 8, so it's hard to keep track.
A lot of mom-in-laws. But no, steak, corn, potato salad, you know, the whole
thing. Wow.
It was very good. Good spread.
Do you guys celebrate 4th of July a little early? Or
no, she wanted steak for her birthday, so that's what I grilled for her.
What kind of steak?
She just wanted sirloins.
Sirloins?
Yeah, she wanted to be
sure.
Just nice and easy.
So you save some money on another one.
Because you're
cheap. If she had said ribeye, I would have said, not today.
Not today.
Or I would have served sirloins and said, it said ribeye.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. A few more times watching the girls pull up your steaks.
But the big lunch and then getting to dinner time and realizing,
not
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think dinner last night was carrots and dip.
That is the way we, in theory, should eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people think lunch, in theory, should be your biggest meal. Like you have a decent-sized breakfast, maybe a bigger lunch, light dinner, maybe 6 o'clock-ish or so. Of course, that's when Adam and Jordan are already asleep. and that's how you do it. I kind of did a version of that yesterday. We went out and had some fun Saturday night. So slept in a little bit. Michelle made some great eggs, a lot of eggs, like 400 or so.
It's a lot of eggs.
And then I teed it up and then just had shared a couple lighter apps with my boy Winnie. That was it.
Nice.
Good.
Then I woke up today hungry. And I tried a great food truck down by U.S. Bank Stadium. Birria tacos. Oh,
What'd you have?
Carnitas.
Oh, nice.
Birria carnita tacos.
Nice. So you're feeling good. You had a little chocolate brownie.
Yeah.
You're in seventh heaven.
Yeah. Well, that's because I was so damn hungry from barely eating yesterday.
speaking of U.S. Bank Stadium, big event yesterday. We had the soccer.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, it was the CONCACAF, quarterfinals? And that leads me to this. Overrated, the blatant disregard for the decency of the acronym. CONCACAF.
Yes.
Do we need a three-syllable acronym? Do anybody have any close to an idea what it stands for? I had to look it up.
No.
What is it? The Council on?
The Confederation of North, Central America and Caribbean Association Football.
Dang.
If you have a three-syllable acronym,
you're
doing it too much.
Here's another thing. Soccer has too many different tournaments, too many different seasons. I mean, every other time it's, oh, here we go. They won the championship. Which championship is this? Well, it's the spring championship, and then it's the summer championship, and then it's the CONCACAF, and then it's this and that.
CONCACAF.
Too many championships. I like one championship, okay?
Your favorite association has dived in now.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't approve.
You
What's
love
his
the in-season.
Favorite?
The NBA, they have their in-season tournament now, just like the WNBA.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be watching as long as Caitlin plays. I'm watching tomorrow just because it's Caitlin and the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And the Fever aren't that good this year.
Do you think she gets beat up on a lot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. It's absurd what's happened.
Yeah, I feel like she must have to go sit in a ice cube pool just to.
That'd be tough. No, the cold plunge. Yeah. No, it's absurd. Listen, she's a bleep talker. I don't mind bleep talkers.
Yeah.
But the harshness tour the first year, and then some of the physicality deserves plenty of criticism.
Yeah.
Do you want one more from me?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Let's go.
Took the littlest. We were grabbing a meal a couple days ago, and she wanted to go to Arby's. It's fine. Wasn't my top choice, but I love a good Arby's.
You like Arby's a lot.
I do. I wanted something else.
What was your first choice?
Well, my first choice was a little pasta place by us.
Okay.
Piatta, if you're familiar with it. It's a chain, but I love Piatta.
Piatta, anyway. I have not been there well. Piatta, underrated.
It's really good.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Street food, they call it.
Yeah, I don't know if we have them out west.
Is it a chain?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one in Mall of America. There's one right by me in Woodbury. It's great.
Doesn't feel like a chain, though.
No, it doesn't at all. Anyway, underrated, Arby's being sneaky with the in-restaurant music.
Oh,
what do we got playing?
I didn't realize what was happening
until
about midway through our meal when I heard this one.
Okay. Pretty dramatic for Arby's.
Chariots Fire.
Yeah.
I realized, are we going Hollywood favorites? This is next.
Oh, jeez.
I am dead serious. We went Star Wars. I thought Dan Cook was
terrible.
Gonna be popping out behind the
terrible TV show. Nice soundtrack, though.
And then one more that really caught my attention.
Mm.
Disturbing.
No way.
They played
the theme song
to The Exorcist.
No, they did not.
In Arby's while I was crushing potato cakes.
Some kid is messing with the playlist. Good on him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Well, at horse breath after the round of golf yesterday, came into the clubhouse. Who let the dogs out? Who?
That's a fun one.
Didn't expect that either.
Yeah.
Do you know WCCO Radio is right now on the iHeartRadio app?
Yes.
How about that? How about that partnership?
It's about time.
I just texted Abbott and said, hey, you got my liners running yet? car deal? Sponsorship? You know, he was kidding me last week about, when's the Twins game going? Coming back on. You know, Chad is still a great, great friend. So, yeah, I would say all the time, when I promote our podcast, well, we're not going to be on other companies. Now we are.
Now we are.
A lot of crosstalk.
It's about time they wanted to improve their product.
Should we crosstalk with Common Tenna right now?
Why not get them on the air?
Let's do.
Yeah, right?
Fox 9 is the clear-cut leader in this town on TV stations for breaking news. And second place is not close. Whether it was the coverage of the murders, mm-hmm. whether it was coverage of the funeral, mm-hmm. whether it was coverage of the storms in the middle of the night, Fox 9 is there all the time. Sometimes CARE's there. Sometimes Channel 5's there. Not often. WCCO TV, by the way. So bravo. I mean, this is in all sincerity.
Yeah, well,
to Fox 9. They are kicking butt. Anybody who celebrates a half birthday probably should lose their children.
Oh, you stop it right now.
Lose their children.
Who's
okay.
having a half birthday?
Right there. Look at them. Look at this excuse.
Not me. My daughter had her half birthday on Saturday, and we're celebrating with her friends this coming Saturday.
Should lose the child. Should lose the job.
Her birth, you would know, Susie.
Your Christmas birthday, hers is three days after Christmas.
We can never do a party.
I might have actually had, no, I don't think in the 60s my mom would have not cared with four kids.
Yeah,
There's no way in the 60s you had a
half birthday.
June 25th birthday.
No, not with four kids.
No. You couldn't even track down the other two, you know?
Well, it was nice of you to do as a father.
Thank you.
Acknowledge your birthday.
Embarrassing. Get out of here.
Come on.
Somebody ran in the last year.
Then I have one more.
465 half marathons. 465 half marathons.
Is this a math question?
My first, no. This is overrated. Tom Hauser, overrated. I mean, we try to give him credit for all the run. Hauser, get back to me when you get to 400, okay?
Yeah.
465 half marathons in a year.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Okay, so 100 of those days, He's just running a marathon, right? So pretty impressive.
I did one this weekend.
A half marathon?
Half marathon?
Actually did, yeah.
Wow.
That's more impressive than this
Five
half.
In the morning.
This half marathon is way more impressive than this half birthday. Okay, get out of here. Michelle, I'm doing some work stuff after she made a tremendous kind of brunchy thing. Yeah. And all of a sudden she comes in kind of really uncertain, goes, I think there's maybe a mouse in the car. So bags have been chewed. There's something underneath kind of the gas pedal that's been chewed up.
Mm-mm.
So we open up all the doors. I open up the hood. And I'm like, good luck to you. I don't know. We looked. I stuck my hand in places I probably shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Don't take that out of context. No mouse.
Wow.
So, Susie, what would you do in that case? I go, maybe go to the dealership.
No, I probably was some critter and now I'm gone.
Yeah. You think gone?
Yeah.
Her vehicle?
Yeah. Okay, come on.
Could you put a few mouse traps like right by the gas pedal, see what happens?
Could they do that? Then season 4, The Bear.
Don't tell me anything.
Season 1 was about an 8. Season 2 was a 9.5.
Okay.
It was spectacular. Season 3 was about a 3. It was such a disappointment. I plowed through it. I'm done. And I think it's 8.5 to 9.
Good.
I really, really liked it. I'll just leave it this way without giving it away. Because you're the bear. Just watch it. It's a brilliant show.
And it's only 27 minutes long. So yeah. I started from number 1 because all the hype about the bear. And am I going to like it? I love every second of it. I have to go to bed because it says, do you want to watch one more? And I'm like, sure. Yeah,
I watched 5 the other night. I just kept going and going and going.
It's that easy.
And I'm glad. It was some great moments. The wedding episode is the one kind of stands out this year. But the end is, I thought, spectacular.
And it's done?
They don't know. They have them under contract for season 5, but they're all becoming, the three main are becoming big stars.
Yeah.
And the way it ended, it could end.
Okay.
It could end.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What's your last one?
WCCO Radio turned 100 years old. As you well know, we had that party.
We had a party.
The Society of Professional Journalists held their award dinner.
Yeah.
And we got invited because they gave us a special award for 100 years.
Dave, did you get invited?
I did not.
No, I did not get invited.
Just Laura and I went to represent.
Hmm. Oh, so you two were invited. The rest of us weren't.
Correct.
Thank you.
But the food was not great.
Food was terrible.
It was. But anyway, long story short, they tell us we don't have to talk. So, okay, off the hook.
You hated that.
No, I didn't mind it because I was like, a lot of pressure, you know. Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Then they say 2 minutes before, oh, you can talk. So Laura goes and she actually writes down some nice stuff.
Yeah.
And she's got notes.
She's meticulous.
Yeah, right. And I go up and just start talking, which is dangerous.
I'm shocked.
So I'm kind of I'm lecturing people. WCCO started in 19, and it was Washburn Crosby Company, da-da-da-da-da, and it matters, and it means we've had some great da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we've had some funny jingles over the years, like, keep a-doing what you're doing, keep the radio on, WCCO.
That's the only one you should have mentioned. Okay. And then how many times did you mention this show and following us on Twitter? That's all I care about. Dave, zero.
I just can't believe I sang in front of 250 people. Yeah. But
I
that's
can.
Who I
Dave,
am.
You can.
Yes.
Of course. Of
I
course.
Forget sometimes. I realize I'm
You're nuts?
I'm nuts.
You are nuts. We all
I
know
am.
That. And
I
we
am.
Love you. Thank you, Mrs. Nuts.
Yes. Mr. Nuts. Back in a little bit.